who is from the Fishery Department, the Royal Government of Thailand. Kuttakorn also will try to translate the Khun Thong Chai presentation into acceptable medium of exchange in English. Okay? So I'm very pleased that I can be here with you this morning so that we can share experience about rural development with energy, with sustainable in the future. Okay, so please make sure that you can learn and share something among six countries today. Okay? So now I give the floor to Khun Thong Chai.
ท่านอาจารย์ต้องบอกที่ท่านอาจารย์เขาเคยเรียนท่านคนที่รักนี่มาจากพม่าพม่า
ม่าได้มาหกประเทศ
จีน
พม่า
พม่า
ไทย
เ
วียดนามลาว
คร
ับ
ไล่ผสมดีๆท่านรักครับ
let me follow this rule this guy is going to present to you all the activity hereAs well as I'm going to translate for you to understand. But first of all, yeah, in behalf of myself, yeah, my name is Khun Thong, Director of the Information and Extension of the Department of Fishery. However, I also work in the Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperative. So, we are work together close to the farmer. And I would like to present a little bit and change together between your group. So first of all, we, to know each other. So friends from Myanmar, please raise your hand.
Myanmar, please.
Oh, okay. Friends from Vietnam.Oh, yeah, welcome. Friend from Cambodia.
Yes, oh, from Cambodia.
Friend from China. Okay. And what else?
Laos.
Laos. Very close. From Laos. Okay. Sawasdee krap. Because Thai language and Laos, we are very similar, so...I think you can talk in Laos or, and you can talk in Thai and you know each other. So first of all, Mr. Thong Chai, the owner of this learning, agricultural learning center, yeah, would like to welcome all of you all. Okay, today I have another, okay, let me take another hat. I also work in the Rangkrong University.As the biologist researcher under Dr. Associate Dr. Rani Surakankun. Yeah, please welcome her. She's director of the Screening of Technology under Rangkrong University, yeah, Ministry of Science. So, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Science, we work together to develop the.Life of the people, include of the farmers. So all of that, so many media that we use in this center that we join together. So Dr. Rani will help and translate something or answer every question, but based on the advice of Mr. Thong Chai. Now he's going on and I'm going to translate.I think my voice is louder enough to talk to everybody. Yeah. So he will speak in microphone and I will talk to
him. ที่สวนเราทำตามปรัชญาเศรษฐกิจพอเพียงในพื้นที่160ไร
่ Okay. Total area is 160 ไร่ You can divide by 6.25 It's going to be hectare. So about what, 10-12 hectares.
เราเลี้ยงกุ้งทั้งหมด32ตัวโดยไม่ใช้ถ่านพ่นเป็นลูก
The idea of this farm at the beginning is a normal farm but right now it's fully king his master the king who be born yeah that give the idea of sustainable life and do everything sustainable this is very important part
ของเราเลี้ยงหมูโดยไม่กินอาหารกินไม่ใช้อาหารพ่นเป็นลูกและไม่นอนนอกในแดดด้วย
this farm startwith a lot of earthen corn that can grow more shrimp yeah peanut or leftover peanut venomite that is available is everywhere in Cambodia in Vietnam and this farm have represent the farm that never use artificial feed use natural food or mixed food that produced in this farm as well as pig farmAlso do it without pellet from the company. This another idea.
ที่นี่เราปลูกข้าวและปลูกพืชโดยไม่ใช้ปุ๋ยเคมีและยาเคมี
They also grow rice plantation without chemical and organic. Use organic idea. No chemical fertilizer, no pesticide, and have a really good production.Consider to be the best rice in this area.
แล้วพื้นที่สองไร่เลี้ยงโฟอินวันสองไร่คือโฟอินวัน
They also have demonstration area about the poi tree hectare that demonstrate that can grow with the fo factor and can have the very good result for.First one is production of rice.
Two, duck.
Animal, land animal.
Three, goose.
Prawn or shrimp. They say that they have two words that may be always confused. Shrimp and prawn. Shrimp normally people grow or talk about marine shrimp, but prawn.Some people grow and like a giant freshwater prawn or Macrobrachium rosenbergia if you want to see the picture or the diagram. But I will try to say the word of shrimp. It means that is a white shrimp or people just grow it. Marine shrimp but grow in the low salinity area. That one is a part that we can discuss later. But this farm grow marine shrimp.Leptophytis venomai in this area that considered to be low salinity.
มีข้าวมีประมงมีบริษัทแล้วมีพืชอยู่บนคันบ่อ
And the last is all the vegetable plant herb that can get a lot of production. So four in one.
แล้วบนคันบ่อมีต้นไม้ใหญ่พันหลักร้อยต้น
Include of the big treeIt consider about 1,600. It means that one square meter, one tree.
เมื่ออายุ20ปีต้องมีเงิน16ล้านค่าต้นละหมื่น
This tree when it grow up to the marketable size about 20 years, means that he can get cut wood from this tree. That can get a lot of money.
แล้วลดโลกร้อนแก้น้ำท่วมแก้ภัยพิบัติต่างๆ
The idea of global warming that we face this problem right now can be solved by sustainable agriculture because of when we have trees, we can produce a lot of oxygen, absorb carbon dioxide and whatever climate temperature that will be explained.
Do หนังนิดนึงได้ตัดไปเน
า
ะ
But we want to present you by video that.You can see that how the activity is going on and what we consider about sustainable in agriculture in terms of the environment. Yeah, we will turn on. Actually, I declare a lot of themes, but I think we can discuss later because we have one section that on Wednesday, maybe.
รายการต่อไปนี้เป็นรายการทั่วไปสามารถรับชมได้ทุกวัน
This is from the television. presenting the broadcast television. Now the idea is to try to produce all the media. We try to produce clean,
เป็นคำแบบพอท่านปัญญาพูดอย่างนั้นครับเราท่านนี่เรากู้เงิน50 ล้านขึ้นเป็นเงินไทยพอได้ยินปั๊บเราปลดหนี้คืนแรกเลยปลดหนี้ทางใจได้หรือจะปลดหนี้ผิด
โอเค This is another word of the Kimmy he has the idea that if we not or reduceBuyer from outside and use the inside. That is the way that he can manage the money. And at the beginning, as I mentioned to you, the bird, he have done the work like a normal farmer. Buy. And then when he sell, he in debt. Because buyer or input more than output, that is very difficult to do it.So the way that he has done, this is, he said, very important. You have to understand that. Make use of this land better than buying from outside. He reduced buying from outside 85%. That is the way that he gets benefit.
To do agriculture. Because
when you buy or you loan the money from bank, the way that you worry how to return it, that it makes you trade. But if you not loan it, you see that you are free to do everything and you can get money from your output.This is self-sufficient economy. Follow the regulation or the thing from the king that advised. He called it new theory, but he also applied of this one for this one. Again, he also mentioned 4-in-1.Rice, fish, vegetable, land animal, and also the tree. This is all the idea, all that you can see for all. You can walk around and you can see. He made a lot of posters that explain for all. Now, from this video, you guys will visit every station, then we will follow on this one.You see it clear first, then we can go to see clear. As I mentioned that during all the empty station, we will help you to make understand that. From your eyes, you can see.
This is the question.
About the tree, they also have 7 levels from the top and the medium, and also can get the benefit from make use of the tree right over there. He starts return his loan about only 1 month that he accept his idea.Means that he continue to pay back to the bank, and now he is free from 50 million baht that he invest. Means that he did not start from zero, he start from the minus, and he success. This, all of these things produced in this part.Also the tree that he mentioned already about 20 years, this one can get money. So all the three is 1 square meter per one. still in the car, back in petrol, for your trip. Because 20 years, your trip broke up, and you can cut this wood, get the money for the kids. It's for the kids. All the leaves can be used as an organic fertilizer. This is another idea come up for the relation and equality of the nature. Forest is different from plantation because plantation normally people grow only one species. Then you need to rely on fertilizer, chemical. But if you put it like the forest, that has the relation between big tree, small tree in the soil, let them go on life ecology. This is relationship that you know need to do it. The idea that he mentioned, we follow the monoculture, single from outside. I just want to say in Europe or America, but that is true. In ASEAN, we are also using this technique before, but we stop it because we follow the new technology. Like myself, you know, I graduated in bachelor degree in Thailand in Kaphetan University in the agriculture. I have my master degree in the Philippines, and I have my PhD in United States. So I have learned different technology, but when I return back, I just thinking about, do we go to the right way or the wrong way? Because in Europe, in America, they have some season that cannot grow plant outside. So they have to do survive by make greenhouse. But in our region, this is warm or hot or humidity all year round. Why we have to grow anything in greenhouse, something like that? This is also his idea that mentioned that we can learn, but we need to adapt it in situation conditions in our land.
ในประเทศไทยในทวีปเนี้ยปลูกไม้จัดแถวเป็นแถวเนี้ย75ต้นต่อไร่ทำให้น้ำถึงท่วมเมืองไทย
He also mentioned about the last of the flooding. They have big flooding last year, and about the we face the problem that we do in the wrong way of agriculture. We just follow the monoculture single crop. We grow a lot of plants. We grow a lot of trees, but water still flooding, and we have a lot of problem because of we never think about forest. That is a different meaning of different of forest and plantation. They also have the idea that if you do monoculture single crop in 1,600 square meter, or in Thailand we call one drive, we can grow monoculture single crop 75 in the line and make it standard form. But in terms of the forest, it means that no line, no section. Add it together, you can go up to 1,600. It means one factor, one tree. That's more important. And if you grow it like forest, it means have ecology together, we will reduce flooding problems.
ถ้าเราปลูกได้เราพันหกร้อยต้นในประเทศไทยจะมีต้นไม้แสนหกหมื่นล้านต้นถ้าน้ำหนักพันเดียวจะดูน้ำได้22,000ล้านประเทศไทยเพิ่งน้ำท่วมแค่8,000ล้านเนี่ยเท่ากับเรามีเขื่อนยักษ์140
โอเค This question I think I ask him again to just start the number in sequence because he put it but anyway he said in Thailand we have the area that can grow tree 120 million right. We cut is already 100 for plantation. We cut it 100. It means that number of the forest of Thailand is little now lower up to maybe 10 or 15%. Actually, the area should be forest like in Laos, in Cambodia or Myanmar, more than 30. But Thailand, we are intelligent. We cut it up to 10 or 15. So, he just mentioned about the plant that can absorb. พูดตัวเลขดีครับ again
จากเป็น100ล้านไร่ถ้าเราปลูกไร่ละ 1,600 ต้นเราจะมีต้นไม้แสน 6,000 ล้านต้น
If we grow it back for another the one that we already cut 100 million light so one right we grow 1,600 you can have
ก็
หนึ่งเท่าไหร่แสน
แสนหกหมื่นล้านต้น
แสนหกหมื่นล้านต้นโอ้ you need to put เดี๋ยวจะมีแผนเที่ยวสุดละแสนหกหมื่น
มันเสร็จแล้วนั่น
มิลเลียน100 million light times 1,600 so you can have this number
100,600
million light equivalent yes million นะเติมเต็มขนาดไล่ million okay so you make calculation I quite confused the number butmillion. This is 160,000 million.
Right.
One tree can absorb water about 70% of their weight. So you just calculate what is the weight of the tree, and if it can absorb 70% of water. How much or how many water that it can be absorbed? That can prevent flooding. But we never believe. We just make a dam. This is bigger than reservoir. But we never think that.
จะเก็บน้ำได้ 22,000 ล้านคิว
22,000 million cubic meter volume of water.
เขื่อนของประเทศไทยที่ใหญ่ที่สุดก็คือ1,000ล้านคิวจะเท่ากับ22เขื่อน
Yes. The biggest of the dam of Thailand can keep water 1 million cubic meter.So it's just only 22 dams, but maybe in Laos, the new of
You see, the last 2 years, we try to explain and develop alternative energy, right?Which wind power, solar, biogas, biomass, including now we have ocean current. And China, because the biggest country now probably in the world, spend a lot of resources. So the more GDP China expands, the more consumption of energy.That's why Professor Wang and I, including our friends from TMS, we should think globally about how we work together as an example of global responsibility to the world. Okay? That's why this session alone is so important to cement all the forces together. This example this morning showed that energy, environment, and agriculture development must aim at reducing global warming, which this afternoon we'll talk about it. But economists, planners, in government, and many of you from government, tend to maximize GDP. Okay? When you maximize GDP, normally you have negative impact on quality of life. Okay? So I'm so pleased that when we come to this place, you can see the interlink between economic, environment, and sustainability. Okay? And for developing countries, the newly emerging countries, in particular Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, and Myanmar, please be careful. When you increase economic growth, you can learn lessons from Thailand. For example, when we develop agriculture, we tend to use the Western model that we have Bank of Agricultural and Cooperative. Now farmers, more than 95% heavily in debt. Khun Phong Chai is a good example where he understands that the normal way, the Eastern way, the traditional way that so many hundred years of people in GMS has used and looked after the nature. We are destroying nature. We go into chemical fertilizer so much, and we tend to become more commercial in our thinking that we want to sell and buy, as Khun Phong Chai said, okay? So when you present your paper on your case study, please make sure that the cooperation between GMS countries, in order to show to the world that we're not damaging global warming more than before, we're trying to use the King philosophy. The King philosophy has three important dimensions. First, you need system thinking, right and wrong reasoning. Secondly, you need to have moderation. Okay, moderation means you should balance between environment and growth, which sometimes difficult to do because the World Bank, ADB, want to maximize growth, right? And the third one is managing your risk carefully. If you invest money, be careful when you have to pay back. Okay? Many, many farmers believe in borrowing money, hopefully to invest. But when they invest, they don't get enough in return for both principal and interest. So they live deeply in debt. Now, the problem is this. In Thailand, you cannot change the behavior of the farmer because the farmer become in love with money. So they keep putting themselves into debt. But for Vietnam, for China, for Myanmar, for Laos and Cambodia, you still have farmers who are not really in the capitalistic system completely. You see, you're emerging from socialist system. But then you're entering into globalization. You try to behave like US, mixed, you know, mixed means Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, and Philippines, like that. We have made many mistakes. Okay? So, in the future, if growth is sustainable, and you look after your nature, like Khun Phong Chai,
then I think the consumption of energy will not be as high as before. If China and India expand like in the last decade, the consumption of energy cannot sustain. You know, China buys natural gas everywhere in the world. And one day China will be blamed for using too much energy. And the world will blame them. That's why Mr. Wang and I, including our friend from GMS, we are not here only to a small seminar. We are here to unite our work together so that GMS would be a model for sustainability. And me, I teach farmers every day. That's why I know Khun Thong Chai. But the farmers in Thailand, they don't listen to me and Khun Thong Chai that much. Because most of them want to be rich. We call it greed. Greed. They want more and more and more. I'm an economist. They teach economics in US like him. More is important than less. It's not true anymore. Less with good quality of life may be more. Less can be more. If we invest in human resources, human capital. A human capital is not about skill and knowledge. It's about the attitude of how to deal with long-term sustainability. ผมสรุปคุณคนใจนิดนึงให้เห็นว่าหลักสูตรเนี้ยเป็นหลักสูตรเล็กๆก็จริงนะ I'm trying to explain to my friend คุณคนใจเริ่มต้นในการพูดถึงพลังงานทดแทนแต่พลังงานทดแทนก็ทำได้ยากเพราะว่ามันแพงและมันหายากเพราะฉะนั้นเราก็ต้องทำต่อไปแต่วันนี้ให้เห็นว่านอกจากพลังงานทดแทนเป็นสำคัญแล้วการพัฒนาประเทศก็สำคัญใช่ไหมถ้าเราพัฒนาโดยใช้ GDP Gross Domestic Product เป็นตัว indicator เราก็จะใช้ the tourism to use more energygrowth is energy intensive industry, be careful. So we may only want 3-4% growth, but we have sustainability in the long run. But now my problem is that government, business people, even farmers, they still believe in growth. My friend from Myanmar, they're going to emerge as a new star.In ASEAN, in GMS. So their leadership must be careful. Don't walk the development model from the World Bank, ADB, be careful, because one day Mr. Obama will send the World Bank to Myanmar. He's a Japanese, ADB also send consultants.And the consultant never think about the people. I, Chira Hongradalam, is a people champion. This project is so important to me because I have so many friends. And you look at my record. I went to your own country 25 years ago. I know many, many people in Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia. And that's why I'm so pleased that Ajahn Pakorn and Ajahn Thong Chai.Become my network ใช่ไหมฮะดังนั้นก็ขอเรียนให้ทราบว่า the session today may be the most important because eventually we need to develop our economy in the sustainable way sustainable it means whatever we do now we're going to be strong in 20 years from nowBut be careful, if Myanmar emerges as a new economy, if Cambodia wants to develop more, if Laos wants to develop more, if Vietnam wants to develop more, one day you're going to be in risky position. Your balance of payment will be in deficit because we depend so much on world trade. Right now, if France and Greece in trouble,in Euro in trouble, export from developing countries like Thailand
like China will go down, and we're going to be in trouble. So I think we need to develop demand among ASEAN countries, among GMS countries. We may not need demand only from the West, okay? So I like to say that I'm so pleased that Khun Thong Chai and Ajahn Pakorn is able to show to my friends that development must be in the Eastern way rather than the Western way. I'm not against the West. I teach overseas too. I know the people in the West. They know me. But we got to learn the good things about them and the bad things about them and bring into the local situation, which many of you, my theory, we call 2 R. The first R is reality. We got to be realistic about energy use. And second, it has to be relevant to people, not to the government, not to the leaders in the country, not to the planners only, right? Because government officials, sometimes, many of you are government officials, don't think long term about the people. Okay, Apunka?
Thank you, sir. Professor Dila. And let me add another gimmick word. The higher production is the higher profit. Is this true? You just take note, and I think we are going to talk on this part later in the panel section. The higher production is the higher profit. It is true. Okay, back again, before we continue. Don't we forget that only 3 years, 2015, is the way that we are going to have AEC, ASEAN. Okay, so we have to prepare ourselves. Please notice that the soft drink that you drink is not the Pepsi, it's not Coca-Cola. It's from what group? Thinking about, we will show you the what group, but nice. Nice first, okay? Okay, 5 minutes more, then we go out. Okay, continue. You use this one as the gift net.
mistake. But in terms of the commercial, they have to have incubation. But this is very common from this cement or something like that. Cheaper, but efficiency. Use the excess from rice, vegetable, eat the land animal, eat duck, pig. Some people say the pig is, yeah, can feed by the vegetable. Use the fiber. This is why animal food was so
behind.
mention to you again, Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperative Thailand now concerns this organic, this activity for subsistence economy. We never, or we just have the slow down idea of the high technology, but not mean that we change, we still learning, okay? But which one is suitable for Thai people? So everywhere you go right now, people just say the word of sufficient. Sufficient agriculture, sufficient economy. This is the way. เดี๋ยวพี่ต่ออีกนิดใช่ไหมครับ Yeah, so we want to conclude the very important word and idea before we walk around. So just finish this Batum meeting and then we go to the tree.
Okay. I know there's so many bright people in this room. So we should, before we go to see the real situation, I'd like to open the floor for sharing ideas so that we can learn from one another.
Okay.
You're welcome here. You're welcome here.
You're welcome here. You're welcome here. You're welcome here.
เดี๋ยวให้เขาออกความเป็น